The issue of adding a question to the U.S. Census about whether someone is a U.S. citizen heated up today. The White House exerted executive privilege over documents that Democrats had been demanding as they questioned the motives of Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. Ross oversees the census. House Oversight Committee Chair Elijah Cummings.
Secretary Ross testified that he added the citizenship question, and I quote, solely, end of quote, in response to a request from the Department of Justice in December 2017 to help enforce the Voting Rights Act. We now know that this was a pretext.
Cummings there referring to recently discovered documents. There's also lots of talk about the 2020 presidential race. So enter stage right and left our political strategist, John Brabender, the Republican. Hi, John.
Hello.
And Maria Cardona is the Democratic strategist. Hi, Maria.
Hey there. Great to be with you all.
And let's start with the news today. The White House saying lawmakers can't see these documents, which probably, we don't know, but they probably include these newly revealed papers discovered by the daughter of a deceased Republican strategist, which reportedly show that he recommended that the census question be added because it would benefit Republicans and other whites. It would not help minority voters. Ross said it was to help minorities and the Voting Rights Act. John, does this pass the smell test? Would you recommend that Republicans stick with that thinking in light of these new documents?
Well, first of all, the White House has said if they give them time on this, they will give them documents and show how the process happened. But let's the way, at least on the Republican side, that we look at this is not an honest attempt by the Democrats. We feel that to a great degree, they have hijacked the United States House of Representatives and turned it into the largest law firm in America for no other reason than political purposes of trying to embarrass this president. And I think that the American people, frankly, are starting to get onto that. We saw that after the Mueller report came out, that was supposed to be the end of it. No, we're not going to drag a lot of people in, and we're going to create more lawsuits to try to demand that they come in, even if they say they don't want to. And so I just think that a lot of people look at this and saying the census has a ton of questions on this. Probably seems like a reasonably honest question that one should ask in a census of their United States. And I think they're starting to see that the Democrats just are playing politics and worried about nothing but the 2020 election.
Go, Maria.
I'm just sitting here shaking my head. Look, there's
a
reason.
In agreement?
There's a reason. Shaking, not nodding.
Okay.
There's a reason why the Trump administration yet again wants to cover up the truth, and that's because they clearly have something to hide. Look, let's be very clear. The adding of this question is a naked and frankly racist attempt to disenfranchise immigrant communities and communities of color. It's very clear in what you just said in the intro that the architect of this, or one of the architects of this question, did it because it would, quote, and this is exactly what one of his documents show that they don't want to turn over, would clearly be a disadvantage to Democrats and advantageous to Republicans and non-Hispanic whites. That is the definition of racism. That is the definition of disenfranchisement. And clearly the Trump administration doesn't want to admit that. You also have Kris Kobach, who we know was the author of the Show Me Your Papers law in Arizona, who had a conversation back in 2016 with the Trump campaign about the census and how they could disenfranchise communities of color. This is disgusting. It's outrageous. And yes, Democrats will continue to fulfill their role of oversight, because that's one of the reasons why they were elected, because Republicans, when they were in charge of Congress, did nothing but look the other way for this most corrupt administration that we have had in history.
So we could basically just get rid of the entire census and ask
no
questions.
I mean,
we don't
John,
have to worry who's
John,
here
the,
coming
the
across our borders or anything
else. Clearly says that the census should ask for the whole of all persons, except, mm-hmm. Shame of our forefathers for Native Americans, because it was also about paying taxes and representation. It was about more than that. I mean, don't you want people not living in the shadows? It said persons, but not citizens.
Yes, but we also have to know who's here. That's the whole idea of a census.
That is not
exactly.
And
let's be clear
That's
of one
not.
Other thing. It's not like the White House or anybody tried to hide this question was going to be on there. Everybody knew that this question was planned to be on the census.
They lied about the reason.
But
Wilbur Ross lied about the reason why they put it on there.
But the argument is not about the reason. You don't even want it on there.
I don't want it on there.
Right.
Because we don't need it on there. It is not to figure out how many people here are citizens. It's to figure out how many people here live here. And according to the Constitution, that is how you reapportion elected officials.
What would be wrong with knowing how many
members
people...
Members of Congress.
What would be wrong with us knowing the answer to that question?
That goes to communities.
What would be offensive to you or wrong about
Why
us knowing the answer to that question?
Why do you need it?
Well, there could be a million reasons. For example, in a poll, we ask those type of questions because we know in the crosstabs, we want to know for planning, for things like housing, transportation, and so forth.
Then keep it in the polls.
Second of all,
need to be in the
we
census.
Probably need to know a legitimate count of people here
Why?
And how they got
here.
Then you won't get it because
polling shows, John,
hey,
I'm
going
to have to send you back to your corners. We will not get a count because we already know that people will be frightened of answering that question, so you won't get it. We have established that you disagree.
That's exactly what Republicans want.
So, Lisa, there are other things being considered in Washington, aren't there?
One word, impeachment. There was an event yesterday when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that impeachment was not off the table, but also not even close, because only about 60 lawmakers support it. Let's hear from her.
Do people think that there's some impeachable offenses that the president committed? Yes. How serious are they? Are they criminal? Many people think they are.
Do you think they are?
But that's not the I'm here to talk about.
And we will get into that.
I'm not going to that place of what happens within our caucus. We're talking about.
Maria, what are you hearing from Democrats about these incremental steps to investigate instead of impeach?
Well, certainly it depends on who you talk to, because there are definitely Democrats who would like to impeach the president tomorrow, who believe that there was enough in the Mueller report that showed clear obstruction of justice, that showed clear unlawful behavior that he should be held accountable for. But I think what you're seeing also is a party that is united in the fact that we are holding this president accountable. Again, Republicans did nothing but look the other way when this president and this administration showed clear corruption on so many issues. And now that we have a clear pathway and map, which is what I believe the Mueller report is in terms of how to proceed to do the hearings, to get the public on our side, to talk about how this president clearly obstructed justice and how this administration has been not held accountable and has acted corruptly many, many times over. I think Democrats are doing exactly the right thing in trying to lead the investigations that they need to lead to hold this president accountable. And they are stonewalling every step of the way because clearly they have huge things to hide.
Yeah, well, look, to be honest with you, the Republicans are in agreement with you. We kind of hope that you go ahead with impeachment because we think that's probably the best way for us to take back the House of Representatives. The Mueller report, everybody said that's going to be the end. The key part of the Mueller report is, was there collusion between Trump, the Trump campaign, and Russia? Clearly, and everybody agrees universally, that the answer was no.
That's not what the Mueller report
said.
That's
absolutely what the Mueller report said. It wasn't even in the report.
Exactly. That wasn't even looked at. That was not looked at.
Okay. There were two things that were looked at. What were they?
Conspiracy and obstruction of justice.
Okay. And what do you think people were concerned about? The conspiracy of the relationship, which
Americans
was very clear no.
Americans were concerned about a corrupt
and
president.
And then they said, we are not going to make a call on obstruction. In fact, we can't because of the way that the laws are set up. So everybody in America everybody's in America
is
like,
right
great,
then and there, John.
We solved it, let's move on.
No,
but no,
that's not true.
This is another lawsuit.
Okay, moving on.
We've again established you disagree.
You two are not the only ones who could argue. President Trump and Joe Biden took aim at each other yesterday on a day when they were both campaigning in Iowa.
I'd rather run against, I think, Biden than anybody. I think he's the weakest mentally. And I like running against people that are weak mentally. I think Joe is the weakest up here.
And then there's Biden.
He found time to go after Bette Midler, for God's sake, in the middle of the D-Day ceremonies. For real. Not a joke.
Now, Midler had to apologize for a tweet that she sent out that misquoted President Trump. She's been a longtime critic. Trump then tweeted from D-Day ceremonies that she was a washed-up psycho. Maria, does Biden risk getting pulled into the same kind of mean-spirited Twitter gutter that President Trump actually is very good in? I mean, he has been very effective with Twitter. But Biden, I mean, you know, others have not succeeded. Nobody succeeds when you try to have a battle over somebody over things that happened on Twitter. Would Biden be better off sticking with things like health care?
Well, I actually think that what he did yesterday in Iowa was very adroit because he answered Trump, I think, in a very grown-up way, essentially kind of shaming him, even though that's impossible because Trump has no shame, but indicating to the American public that this is not the kind of behavior that we should be expecting from the president of the United States, the ruler of the free world, while at the same time, Biden was pointing out in Iowa how Trump's policies were betraying farmers, betraying workers, the exact same people that had put their trust into Trump.
And I just got to jump in.
He was turning around and betraying
them. In a few
them.
Seconds, and you only have a few seconds, John, I want to give you the last word. Your thoughts on their matchup.
Well, look, I think it all started when Biden made the mistake of getting away from the Hyde Amendment and playing solely to the far left wing of the Democrat Party, even though the majority of Americans support the Hyde Amendment. I think he wanted to move on from a topic. And he knows every time he attacks President Trump, that Trump is going to respond, and that works to his benefit.
John Brabender, the Republican strategist and a fiery one. Thank you, John. Maria Cardona of the Democratic Party, the Democratic strategist. Maria, thank you so much. Thank you both.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.